Unit 1.
I am Russian. I'm from Russia. I am a student. I'm 22 years old. I am married. My husband's name is Nick. He is not a student. He is a teacher. My sister's name is Kate. She is in the sixth form. Her hobby is music. My parents are doctors.
I'm, you're, he's, she's. It's, we're, there. I'm not, you aren't, he isn't, she isn't, it isn't. We aren't, they aren't.
Answer the questions. Who is it?
She's a computer programmer. She's 22. She's married. She's blonde. She's slim. She's beautiful. She's rather ambitious. She's talkative. She's keen on music. Her hobbies, tennis.
Example.
This is my best friend, Anne Wilson. She is...
Who is it?
He's a tall man. He's handsome. He's single. He's intelligent. He's kind. He's friendly. He's open-hearted. He's always very busy. He's an active member of our English club. He's good at sport. He's a good chess player. He's fond of pop music. He's a lucky person.
Are you Russian? Are you English? Are you a student? Where are you from? What is your job? How old are you? Are you married?
Is your wife a student or an engineer? Is your sister a student or an engineer? Is your brother a student or an engineer? How old is she? What is your brother's job? Is he single? Is it cold today? Is this book interesting?
Key. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm from Russia. I'm a student. I'm 20. No, I'm not. She is an engineer. She is 30. He's a teacher. No, he isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't.
I was in the cinema yesterday. I was with my girlfriend. It was a detective film. The film was interesting. We were at home at 10 o'clock. My parents were at home. My sister was out.
Were you in Moscow last year? Were you at home on Saturday evening? Were you very busy last week? Were your friends at the party on Sunday? Was your friend at the institute on Monday? Where were you yesterday?
Answer the questions.
Where were you yesterday? Where was your friend yesterday? Where was your sister yesterday? Where were your friends yesterday?
Perhaps at the institute, in the bank, in the office, in a park, in the country, on a ship, on a train, in a shop.
At home, in a cafe, at the doctor's, at the dentist's, in the cinema, in the theatre, at the party, in Rome, in a hotel.
Example: I was in the country yesterday. My friend was at the dentist's on Monday. We were in the park on Wednesday.
I shall be at home in the evening. I'll be at the Institute on Monday. He will be in Kiev in 2 days. My sister won't be at home tomorrow. They will be in Moscow in summer. The weather will be fine tomorrow. It won't be cold.
I'll, she'll, he'll, it'll, we'll, you'll, they'll, I shan't, you won't, he won't, she won't, it won't, we shan't, they won't.
Will you be at home at 10 o'clock in the evening? Will he be at the Institute tomorrow? Will Nick be at the lesson on Monday? Will you be free or busy on Sunday? Where will you be tomorrow? When will you be free?
Exercise 1. Answer the questions.
Where are you from? Are you a student or a worker? What is your name? Are you in Russia as a tourist or an expert? Is it your first visit to Russia? Were you in Russia last year? Where were you yesterday? Are you busy now? When will you be in the hotel tomorrow? When will you be free?
Key. Are you a student? How old are you? What is your hobby? Were you at the Institute yesterday? When were you in the library? Were you at the lecture on literature on Tuesday? Were you at home on Saturday? Were you in the cinema on Sunday? Was it a documentary? Is the film interesting? Will you be at the Institute tomorrow? Will your sister be at home on Sunday?
Unit 2.
Michael Jackson is from America. He is about 30. He is one of the most popular singers in America, and not only in America. He is a wonderful dancer too. His house is in the suburbs of New York. It's large and comfortable. He is fond of travelling. Not long ago he was in Great Britain. He is crazy about animals. He is fond of Walt Disney films. He is a good roller skater. His other hobbies are...
Key. What country are you from? How old are you? Are you a professional singer? Are you married or single? Is it your first visit to Russia? When were you in Russia? What is your hobby? Dialogues. Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Hello, Anne.
Hello, Pete. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Not bad, but my husband's not well today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hello, are you here for the conference?
Yes, we are.
That's nice. I'm Paul, and this is Fred.
Glad to meet you.
Why are you in London?
I'm here on business.
Excuse me, where are you from?
I'm from Russia.
Are you here as a tourist?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
My name is Nick. I'm a student of Moscow University.
Who is this lady?
Mrs. Brown, my boss. She is a lovely person. Very easy to work with. Very fair.
Excuse me, who is that gentleman?
That's Mr. Dixon.
Thank you. Where is he from?
He is from London.
What's his job?
He is a teacher of mathematics at London University.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right.
Where is the bus stop, please?
It's over there, on the right.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Where were you last night?
I was at the party.
How was it?
It was fantastic. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Anne.
Were you and William at the conference this morning?
No, we weren't. I was at a meeting and William was at a lesson. Were you at the conference?
Yes, I was.
How was the conference?
It was very interesting.
This is my present for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so kind of you.
It's an English textbook. I think it'll be very useful for you.
Will you be free tomorrow?
I'm afraid I shan't.
I'll be very busy all week. Unit 3.
Irregular verbs. Be, was, were, been. Begin, began, begun. Break, broke, broken. Bring, brought, brought. Build, built, built. Buy, bought, bought.
Catch, caught, caught. Choose, chose, chosen. Come, came, come. Cut, cut, cut. Do, did, done. Deal, dealt, dealt. Drink, drank, drunk.
Drive, drove, driven. Eat, ate, eaten. Fall, fell, fallen. Feel, felt, felt. Fight, fought, fought. Find, found, found. Forget, forgot, forgotten.
Forgive, forgave, forgiven. Get, got, got. Give, gave, given. Go, went, gone. Have, had, had. Hear, heard, heard. Hide, hid, hidden. Hurt, hurt, hurt. Keep, kept, kept. Know, knew, known. Learn, learnt, learnt. Leave, left, left. Let, let, let.
Lose, lost, lost. Make, made, made. Mean, meant, meant. Meet, met, met. Pay, paid, paid. Put, put, put. Read, read, read. Ring, rang, rung.
Run, ran, run. See, saw, seen. Say, said, said. Sell, sold, sold. Send, sent, sent. Show, showed, shown. Sing, sang, sung.
Sit, sat, sat. Sleep, slept, slept. Speak, spoke, spoken. spend, spent, spent. Stand, stood, stood. Steal, stole, stolen.
Take, took, taken. Teach, taught, taught. Tell, told, told. Think, thought, thought. Throw, threw, thrown. Win, won, won. Write, wrote, written. I study at the university. I go to the university 5 times a week. My friend studies at the Institute of Foreign Languages. She does not study English. She studies German and French. Every Sunday, my friend and I go to the cinema or to a disco.
My sister went to the Institute early in the morning yesterday. She came back in the afternoon. She had lunch. Then she studied English. In the evening, we did not watch TV. We went to a concert. I liked it very much, but my sister didn't like it at all.
I shall tell him about it tomorrow. I'll tell him about it tomorrow. I shall not see him on Tuesday. I shan't see him on Tuesday. He will send a letter to his brother next week. He'll send a letter to his brother next week. They will not finish their work tomorrow. They won't finish their work tomorrow.
It is 11 o'clock now. I am writing a letter to my friend. My sister is speaking on the telephone. Nick is reading a newspaper.
My brother is leaving for the Crimea. The exhibition is opening on Tuesday. He is taking his exam tomorrow.
I am going to buy a new tape recorder. My friend is going to translate an English article into Russian. They are not going to take part in the conference. I am not going to touch upon this problem in my report.
Yesterday at 8 o'clock, I was watching TV. When I came home, my sister was translating an article from English into Russian. It was not raining when he left the house.
I shall be working at 5 o'clock. They will be discussing this plan at this time tomorrow. He will be working when his wife returns.
I have already done this work. Our teacher has not returned from England yet. He is happy that he has translated this article. He is free now. Look, your son has broken a cup. I have never been to England. My brother has never read any books by Somerset Maugham.
I haven't seen Anne today. We've discussed some business matters this week. He's seen many interesting films this month.
He said that his sister had never been to France. When we got to the theatre, the play had already begun. Nick told me that he had never read any books by Agatha Christie. He wrote to me that his girlfriend had left for Poland. They had finished their work by 5 o'clock. They had passed all their exams by the end of the month.
I shall have translated the article by Saturday. I'll have translated the article by Saturday. He will have written the letter by 11 o'clock. He'll have written the letter by 11 o'clock.
A letter. Portland Street, London, 2nd of August, 1992. Dear Natasha, thank you very much for your letter. I'm sitting now in my favourite armchair and reading it to my husband. We received it with our morning post. We are so glad you are all right. We have just had a nice holiday of a few weeks, most of which we spent at home. For a week, we went out and stayed at Aberystwyth in a hotel near the sea. The hotel is first class, but it is rather expensive. Each room has a bath, a TV set, and a telephone. Aberystwyth is a small town with lots of brightly painted houses which look very attractive. While we were there, we swam, sunbathed, and went for long walks along the seashore and in the nearby mountains. It was marvellous. My brother Willie is in the sixth form at Mayfield Comprehensive School. Although he's fairly bright, his teachers think he is lazy and far too interested in out-of-school activities. Willie's girlfriend Susan is 2 years older. Willie told us that she had left school. Now Susan works as a shop assistant. On Saturday evenings, they go to the cinema or to a disco. Willie is fond of speed cycling. He has a second-hand bike, which our mother calls a death trap. He spends most of his pocket money on the bike. When I came to see him yesterday, he was repairing it and practically had no time to speak to me. He's going to find a job while he's still on his holiday and earn some money for a new speed bike. With best wishes, Helen. Exercise 4. Example. I usually work in the library. My sister doesn't often go to discos. My colleague often writes business letters. My friend always argues with everybody.
Example. I usually worked in the library last month. My sister didn't often go to discos when she was in England. My colleague often wrote business letters last week. My friend always argued with everybody when he was a child.
Exercise 6.
Example A. This is Nick. He is a clerk. Now he is writing some business documents.
Example B. Yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Nick was writing some business documents. When I entered the room, Nick was writing some business documents.
Exercise 7. Example. I'm going to the cinema tonight. I'm going to buy some video cassettes. I'm going to Tallinn in summer. I'm going to change my job.
Exercise 8. Example. She's bought Mum a scarf and shampoo. She has bought Mum a scarf and shampoo. She's going to buy a video cassette for Sheila. She is going to buy a video cassette for Sheila.
Exercise 9. You look happy. Your room looks beautiful. Your sister speaks English very well. You look depressed. Your mum looks well. You look tired. Your car looks nice.
Example. Your room looks beautiful. Yes, I've just painted it.
Exercise 15. Example. My name is Tanya. I'm Russian. I'm 20. I'm a typist. I work in the bank. I like my job. I'm not married. I live with my mum and my sister. We live in the centre of Smolensk. And also I have a brother who lives in Novosibirsk, but I haven't seen him for ages. My mum is a dentist. My sister is a teacher of English. Last year she taught Russian in Scotland at Glasgow University. I usually get up at about 7 o'clock and go jogging. Then I have breakfast, coffee or tea, and some sandwiches. After this, I go to the bank. It takes me about an hour to get there. My boss gives me lots of work to do. I want to learn English because I need it in my job. My sister tries to teach me, but she thinks that my English is poor because I don't work hard enough. I have a boyfriend. His name is Philip. He is 19. He is a musician. I met him through my work about a year ago, and we began going out together. We share so many things together. Nowadays, young people don't like classical music. They prefer pop music. Some years ago, I preferred pop music too. Philip invited me to some very good concerts of classical music. It was great. I'm very grateful to Philip, because now I understand how wrong I was going only to pop concerts. Philip and I are fond of swimming and skiing. At the weekend, we go out for a meal, to the cinema, or to see our friends. Next weekend, we are going to see a detective film in the cinema that is just opposite my house. Last winter, Philip and I decided to spend a holiday together. We planned to go to St. Petersburg. We had never been there before. But we didn't go there because of accommodation problems. All the hotels are very expensive, and unfortunately, we don't have any friends there. So we spent a week with my aunt who lives in a village. We skied a lot. In the evenings, we sat near the fireplace watching TV. We had a very good time. Unit 4. Do you speak English? Do you speak English? Does your friend speak English? Do you like music? Does your sister like music? Does your friend study literature or history? Do you have many friends? Did you study English last year? Did your friend come to see you on Sunday? Did your sister go to a concert on Friday? Will you help me to translate this article tomorrow? Are you reading an English or a Russian book now?
Are you going to St. Petersburg next summer? Were you speaking with your friend over the telephone when I came home yesterday? Was your friend playing chess when you rang him up? Have you ever been to England? Has your friend ever been to France? Has the delegation already arrived? Have you read any books by this writer? Had he finished his work by 5 o'clock?
Where do you study? What subjects do you study? What field of science do you deal with? How often do you see your scientific advisor? How often do you go to the theatre or to the cinema? What social activities do you participate in? What subjects did you study last year? When did you take your exams? What TV programme are you watching now? What problems are you going to touch upon in your course paper?
When are you going to present your course paper? What were you doing when I phoned you? Whom were you talking to when I met you yesterday? Why have you bought this book? Why hasn't he come yet?
Dialogues. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Andrew.
What are you going to do tonight?
I'm going to the library. I haven't finished my course paper yet. What's the matter with you? You look very tired. Have you passed your exams?
No, I haven't.
I am really sorry to hear it. What do you think of examinations? Do you think they're important?
I think we have too many of them.
You are quite right. Last term we had 6 exams. That was terrible.
What do you usually do in the evenings?
I watch TV.
Do you like watching TV?
Yes, I do. I think it's fun.
But I think it's a waste of time.
What did John do yesterday?
He went to the cinema.
Who did he go there with?
He went to the cinema by himself.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to go swimming, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to rain.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to be sunny.
Hello, Vlad. This is Peter. I'm calling from Yalta.
From Yalta? What are you doing there?
I'm on holiday.
When did you go there?
In July.
When are you going to be back?
I think at the end of August.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, I am. The weather is fine.
I'm glad to hear it. Have you read any books by Agatha Christie?
Yes, I've read some of her books.
When did you read them?
Last year.
Did you like them?
Very much. I love detective stories.
Where do you come from?
From the USA.
When did you arrive in Moscow?
2 days ago.
How long are you going to stay in our country?
For 2 or 3 weeks.
What cities are you going to visit?
I haven't decided yet, but first of all, I'm going to see St. Petersburg.
Will you be reading a book at 11 o'clock tomorrow? Will he still be working when you come home? Will he have translated the article by 5 o'clock? Will they have finished their work by 9 o'clock?
You don't like classical music, do you? Anne is going to the cinema tonight, isn't she? You are not going to study German, are you?
You are reading an English book, aren't you? Your sister is watching TV, isn't she? You have seen this film, haven't you? She hasn't finished her course paper, has she? They have already arrived, haven't they?
You live in Moscow, don't you? Your friend wants to know English well, doesn't he? He left for France last week, didn't he? Your mum bought this book yesterday, didn't she?
Who knows English well in your group? Who helps you to study English? Who is waiting for you? Who has done it? Whose friend is singing now? Which of you speaks English?
Exercise 4. Hello, glad to meet you. Let me introduce myself. I am... When did you arrive in Russia? Where are you staying? Do you like this hotel? When are you going to give your first concert? Who is your favorite movie actor? What kind of books do you like? What TV programs do you usually watch? What sport do you like? Football, hockey, tennis? What do you do in your spare time? Which city do you like best in your country? Unit 5.
On the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, Russian Airlines welcomes you aboard TU-154 and hopes you will have a pleasant flight. Fasten your seat belts and kindly refrain from smoking. Have a nice trip.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you flying back home?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to London on an exchange visit. My name is Sergei. I'm from Moscow. I am a third-year student at Moscow University. I specialize in economics.
Oh, I'm sure you will enjoy your stay in London. I live in London. My name is John Brown.
Glad to meet you, John. How long did you stay in Moscow?
For 2 weeks.
Which hotel did you stay at?
I stayed at the Rossiya Hotel.
What places of interest did you like best?
Best of all, I like the Kremlin.
What about the Bolshoi Theatre?
We went there yesterday.
What was on?
The Sleeping Beauty.
Did you enjoy it?
It was marvellous.
I hope to see Covent Garden.
It's one of the best opera houses.
Is your holiday over?
Yes, it's over. I go back to work next Friday.
What do you do?
I graduated from London University, and now I am a teacher in a comprehensive school in London.
Do you like teaching?
Of course I do. I love children.
Do you live with your parents?
No, I have a flat of my own.
Are you married?
Not yet, but I'm going to get married. I have a girlfriend. Her name is Elaine. She is 22. She lives with her girlfriend in a flat near Wembley. Her parents live in Wandsworth in South London. Here is her photo. She's pretty, isn't she?
She is beautiful.
When we come to London, I'll introduce you to her and we'll take you round London.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. At the hotel.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a representative of the Russian delegation. We have just arrived.
Welcome to our hotel. We've reserved 8 rooms for you. Will you check in, please? Here are the registration forms. That's all right. We're giving you 6 double rooms and 2 single rooms.
Do all the rooms have bathrooms?
Oh, yes. Each room has a private bathroom and toilet.
Thank you very much.
Here are your keys.
Exercise 8.
How do you do? Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. May I introduce you to... Let me introduce you to... I'd like you to meet... Meet my friend. Pleased to meet you. Glad to meet you. Hello. How are you? Fine, thank you. Fine, thanks. How are you? How are you getting on? How's business?
Exercise 9.
Excuse me, I booked a room. Stanley is the name.
Ah, yes, Mr. Stanley, you're in room 37. Here's the key. Will you sign the register, please?
All right.
Thank you. Now, what time would you like breakfast?
9:30 would suit me fine.
Good. Exercise 10. What's the time? What time is it?
It's 3:10. It's 3:15.
It's 7:10. It's 7:15.
Exercise 11. Example. This is Mr. Bennett. He is an Englishman. He lives in Liverpool. He is a businessman. He works for an electronics company. He is a middle-aged man of average height and weight. He is wearing a dark suit and a blue tie. He is married. His wife's name is Betty. She is a housewife. They have two sons. One of them is a student. The other one is a schoolboy. Mr. Bennett has just arrived from Moscow. He stayed there for 2 weeks. In Moscow, his main purpose was to make some business contacts. He took part in an international conference and met with representatives of some joint ventures. When he was in Moscow, the weather was wonderful. Now he wants to change to a plane going to Liverpool.
Exercise 12. Answer the questions.
Do you like travelling by air? Do you prefer travelling by air or by train? When did you last travel by plane? What is the flying time from Moscow to London? What is the flying time from Moscow to New York? What airports in Moscow do you know? It is very easy to get from the centre of Moscow to Vnukovo Airport, isn't it? At which Moscow airports do planes from London land? Have you ever travelled by air? Where did you go? Who sat next to you on the plane? What did you talk with him about? What did you talk with her about?
Unit 6.
Buckingham Palace is the official residence of Her Majesty the Queen and her family. It isn't open to the public. The first monarch who took residence there was Queen Victoria. When Her Majesty is in residence, the Royal Standard flies over the east front of Buckingham Palace. The ceremony of the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace is a great tourist attraction. It takes place daily in the forecourt at 11:30 a.m. and lasts half an hour. To the sound of music, the guardsmen in their traditional bearskins arrive and give the palace keys to another group.
Hello, Sergei.
Hello, John.
How are you today?
Fine, thanks. I've just watched the changing of the guard.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Of course I did. It's so exciting. What are we going to do next?
You haven't had your lunch yet, have you?
Not yet.
Let's go to a wimpy bar.
What is a wimpy bar?
The first wimpy bar opened in Oxford Street in London in 1954. Wimpy bars sell millions of hamburgers each year.
Hamburgers? What's that?
Hamburger is a roll stuffed with minced meat. While you are in London, you'll certainly have a chance to try one.
So are we going to a wimpy bar?
Some other time, I think. Now we are both very hungry, and what we really need is something more filling. There's a small cafe just round the corner where they serve excellent food at reasonable prices. Let's go there. In the cafe.
Here is the menu, sir.
Two roast beefs, please.
Vegetables?
Let me see. Fried potatoes and green salad, please.
Anything else, sir?
What can you recommend?
I recommend our chocolate ice cream. Everybody says it's delicious.
Then we'll certainly have it. What about coffee, Sergei? Would you like it black or white?
What do you mean by white?
With milk.
Black, please.
Two ice creams, and 2 black coffees, please.
John, you've just used can in your question. I remember that can is one of the modal verbs, but I don't remember how and when we use them.
I think I can help you. I'll try to use a few modal verbs in our conversation.
That's a good idea.
Listen, I can speak English. I can also speak French, but I can't speak Russian. What about you? Can you speak English?
Yes, I can.
But you couldn't speak English last year, could you?
No, I couldn't. My English is still very poor.
I'm sure you will be able to speak English much better next year. What about your girlfriend? Can she speak English?
No, she can't.
Does she want to speak English?
Of course she does. Her dream is to become a teacher of English.
She'll have to work very hard.
Does Elaine know Russian?
No, but next year she is going on an exchange visit to Russia. She wants to speak and understand Russian without an interpreter. That's why I think she will have to study very hard this year.
I'll be happy to see her in Moscow. Are you going to Russia next year too?
I don't know yet. I'm afraid I shan't be able to. I'll have a busy summer.
Listen, John. If I ask for permission to do something, what...
Oh, I see what you're driving at. In this case, you usually say, may I smoke here? May I open the door? May I come in? May I take your book?
Oh, yes. I remember now. Thank you very much for your help.
Our waiter is coming.
I'll drop in tomorrow and try a hamburger there. Thank you very much.
What are your plans for tomorrow?
In the morning, we have a busy programme. We are going on a tour around London. We'll be back at about 4 o'clock. I have no plans for the evening.
I'm also free tomorrow evening, so we can go for a walk together, if you like.
Okay. See you tomorrow, then. Bye.
Bye. Exercise 1. Answer the questions.
What can you do? What can your friend do? What can't you do? What can't your friend do?
Examples.
I can't speak English now, but I hope that next year I'll be able to speak English. My friend can't help me now, but next week I hope he'll be able to help me.
Exercise 2. Example.
Can you speak German?
Yes, I can. No, I can't.
Can you swim? Can you help me?
Exercise 3.
Key. I couldn't ring my friend up yesterday. I couldn't go to the library on Monday. I couldn't write a letter to my friend. I couldn't go to the cinema on Saturday. I couldn't invite John to the theatre. I couldn't finish my course paper last week. Exercise 4. Key. May I open the window? May I smoke? May I take this book? May I ring you up tomorrow? May I take your pen?
Exercise 5. Example. He must work hard. He will have to study hard. He had to study hard last week.
Exercise 6. Must I do this exercise? Yes, you must. No, you mustn't. No, you needn't. No, you needn't. No, you mustn't. Did you have to do it yesterday? Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Will you have to do it tomorrow? Yes, I shall. No, I shan't.
Answer the questions. Must I do it right now? Must I type this article myself? Must I send this letter in the afternoon? Must he finish his work today?
Must she help you? Must I go there? Did you have to work hard yesterday? Did she have to translate the text last week? Will you have to discuss all these problems again? Example. In the street.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Andrew.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Where are you going now?
I'm going to the university.
I'm going there too. Let's go together.
Unit 7.
Programme. Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Depart by coach from hotel to visit the Houses of Parliament and Westminster Abbey. Guide, Mr. David Scholl.
The Houses of Parliament. Once a royal palace, the Houses of Parliament are now the seat of the government and the heart of the Commonwealth. In 1834, the Houses of Parliament, with the exception of Westminster Hall, which dates from 1097, were destroyed by fire. The new building was built between 1840 and 1852. This enormous edifice, probably the largest in the world, contains over 500 apartments, as well as the Central Hall, Clock Tower, and the House of Lords and the House of Commons. The Clock Tower, 320 feet high, is famous for its immense hour bell, known as Big Ben. The Houses of Parliament stretch for nearly 1,000 feet along the north bank of the Thames. When the House is in session, a Union Jack flies from the tower by day, and a light burns in the clock tower by night.
Westminster Abbey. Westminster Abbey is a symbol of English tradition at its best. The coronations of nearly all English kings and queens since William the Conqueror have taken place here. Many of them are buried within the abbey. Beneath the roof of this Gothic building, there are also the graves and memorial slabs of statesmen, philosophers, men of letters, and other distinguished people. Here you can see memorials to Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin, Geoffrey Chaucer, Alfred Tennyson, Charles Dickens, and Thomas Hardy.
In the bookshop. Agatha Christie is known throughout the world as the Queen of Crime. Her 77 detective novels and books of stories have been translated into every major language. She began writing at the end of the First World War when she created Hercule Poirot, the most popular detective in fiction since Sherlock Holmes. Poirot, Miss Marple, and her other detectives have appeared in many films, radio programs, and stage plays based on her books. Agatha Christie died in 1976.
I'd like to buy a book of short stories by Agatha Christie.
Okay, let's go to the counter on the right.
Can I help you?
I'd like a book of short stories by Agatha Christie.
Here you are.
How much are these ones?
This one is rather expensive. That one is a penguin. It's not so expensive.
I'll take the penguin.
I'll wrap it up for you.
Where do I pay?
You can pay right here. Here's your change and receipt. Thank you.
Thank you. What are we going to do now?
If you don't mind, let's go shopping. I want a T-shirt.
Is it very far from here?
It'll take us 20 minutes by bus. In the shop.
Can I help you?
I'd like a T-shirt.
We've got lots of T-shirts. Here you are. Which one would you like?
I'd like the purple one.
What size do you take? Medium or large?
Medium, please.
Sorry, we don't have that one in your size. They're coming next week.
OK. I'll call in next week. Bye.
Bye. On the way to the hotel.
Lovely weather we're having today, but they say it's going to rain tomorrow.
I don't think so.
You don't know the English climate. It's so changeable. It's warmer today than it was yesterday, but tomorrow it will be cold again. How are you enjoying your stay in London?
It's fantastic. I'm enjoying every minute of it.
What sights did you see this morning?
We went to the Houses of Parliament and Westminster Abbey. You know I have a camera with me, and I'm making a video film. I want to show it to my friends in Moscow.
What are your plans for tomorrow?
In the morning, we are going to the Tower.
What about the evening?
I don't have any plans yet.
I've got an idea. Elaine and I will take you out tomorrow evening.
That's very nice of you. Thanks very much indeed.
So, see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Exercise 3. Answer the questions.
Have you ever read any books by Agatha Christie? What books have you read? When did you read them? Do you like detective novels and stories? Have you seen any films based on Agatha Christie's books? If you have seen any of them, what can you tell us about them? What English writers do you know? What books have you read in English? Have you ever tried to read English books in the original? Is it difficult for you? Have you ever tried to write a short detective story yourself? If you have, or your friend has, send it to us. It will be fun to read it.
Exercise 11.
Department store. Supermarket. Call at a shop, department store, restaurant, cinema. Where can I buy? Will you show me? How much is? May I try this suit on? I'll take it.
Exercise 14. It's warmer today, isn't it? Is your sister younger than your friend's sister? You speak English better than your friend, don't you? What is more important for you, to speak English or to translate English texts? Is mathematics as difficult for you as physics? Your friend can play chess better than you, can't he? What is the most difficult subject for you? Is this film worse than the one we saw yesterday? Is this song less popular than the one we heard yesterday? Michael Jackson and Sting are very popular in Russia. And what about Elton John? What is the biggest city in the world? The people in your institute are friendly, aren't they? The people in Moscow are as friendly as people in your city. Do you agree?
I agree. I disagree. I agree with you. I agree with him. I agree with her. I think so. I don't think so. In my opinion. Exercise 16. Lovely day, isn't it? It's a fine day, isn't it? Nice weather we're having today. It's not a very good day today, is it?
Unit 8.
Programme. Friday, 9:30 a.m. Depart from hotel by coach for a sightseeing tour of London, including visits to the Tower and St. Paul's Cathedral. Guide, Mr. David Scholl.
The Tower of London. The Tower of London, which has been at one time or another citadel, palace, prison, mint, treasury, armory, observatory, is perhaps London's most outstanding link in the long chain of its history. The square Norman keep, the White Tower, was built by William the Conqueror in 1078 in an angle of the Roman wall, portions of which are still standing and were standing years before William arrived. The surrounding parts, including the Bloody Tower, have gradually grown up through the centuries. The tower has seen many atrocities in its time, ranging from the callous murder of the two little princes to the executions of Anne Boleyn, Lady Jane Grey, and Sir Thomas More. The axe and block used for the beheading are exhibited in the tower. Nowadays, the tower is a museum, housing the national collection of armour and the crown jewels and royal regalia. The tower is still guarded by the yeoman warders, the famous beefeaters, who wear a traditional 16th century uniform. Tower Bridge was opened in 1894. It takes its name from the Tower of London. The hydraulic mechanism can raise and lower the bridge in about 1.5 minutes. The covered walkway between the two towers is open to the public and offers a spectacular view of London.
St. Paul's Cathedral. The city's greatest monument, St. Paul's Cathedral, was built by Sir Christopher Wren between 1675 and 1710 to replace the old cathedral that was largely destroyed in the Great Fire of 1666. The cathedral is second in size only to St. Peter's in Rome. Between the two west towers rises the famous dome. It is 365 feet high, and beneath it is the celebrated Whispering Gallery. The crypt extends beneath the entire length of the church and is said to be the largest in Europe. Christopher Wren is buried there. His tombstone bears a Latin inscription, Lecta si monumentum requiris. Reader, if you seek his monument, look around you. Among the many memorials to famous men within the cathedral are the tombs of Wellington, victor of Waterloo, and Nelson, hero of Trafalgar.
In the evening. Hello, John.
Hello, Sergei. Let me introduce you to Elaine.
Hello, Elaine. I'm so glad to meet you. John has told me so much about you.
I'm very glad to meet you too. John and I are going to take you out tonight. Where would you like to go? To the cinema? To a pub? Or to a disco?
To a pub? What's that?
Oh, you don't know what English pubs are? I'll tell you about them. Pubs have been part of the British way of life for years and years and years. I've heard that when the Romans came to England in 55 BC, they noted that the Britons regularly met in their taverns to drink ale and discuss problems. Nothing much has changed since then. We still go to a pub to meet friends and have a chat. You can also buy food in some pubs. They serve hot sausages, Scotch eggs, pork pies, sandwiches, or a ploughman's lunch. That's bread, cheese and pickle. The pub is now a social centre for the local community. All kinds of meetings take place in pubs. Pubs have always advertised by putting a sign in front of the building.
That's very interesting.
So, are we going to a pub?
Maybe we shall go to the Odeon.
The Odeon? What is that?
It's a cinema. There are lots of them all over England. We can see a thriller if you like.
I have a weekly guide, What's On, in my pocket. So let's see what other entertainments are on tonight.
What about going to the Hot Cats Disco? It's playing pop music tonight.
Look, we can also go to the Folk Club. They've got an Irish group tonight. People are friendly there.
I know you like folk music, John. Here's another interesting piece of information. On Friday evening, an American guitarist will be playing at 7:30 p.m. Tickets cost £7 each. You won't have to reserve a seat. If you like American folk songs, come along on Friday at 4:30 and bring your friends.
Elaine, it's 6:15 now. We're late. What about the jazz club? It's traditional jazz on Friday. There's a great atmosphere, very relaxed. Well, where are we going?
Where would you like to go, Elaine?
I don't know if I want to go to the folk club. It doesn't sound my cup of tea. I'd like to go to the cinema or to the jazz club. What about you, Sergei?
I'd like to go to the cinema.
Settled. Okay, then. Let's hurry up.
Do you know what's on there?
I don't know for sure, but I think some detective film is on.
After the film.
Why aren't all the people leaving?
Well, you can stay in the cinema as long as you like.
How peculiar.
Where are we going now?
It's rather late.
So we're taking you to the hotel.
Thank you.
On the way to the hotel.
Did you enjoy the film?
Yes, it was exciting. But it seems to me some people didn't like it.
You know, tastes differ. Different people can have different opinions about the same thing.
Once I looked through some comic book and saw a very funny cartoon there. It shows how differently people can express themselves while watching the same performance. I cut it out. I think I have it in my purse. Here you are, Sergei. Keep it to yourself.
Thank you.
Exercise 4.
Example.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Jane. What about going to the cinema tonight?
What's on?
Death on the Nile. Have you seen it?
Not yet, but I'd like to see it.
Well, okay then.
See you outside about 7:30.
Exercise 5. Musical. Love story. Screen version. Popular, favourite, film, record, music, TV programme. Colour film. Black and white film. Who produced the film? Last. Be over. Opera. Ballet. Cast. When does the performance begin? Who is the author?
Exercise 6. Let's go to the theatre. Where shall we go? Shall we go to the cinema? Why don't we go? Let's visit. What about going to a cafe? Would you like to go to?
That's a good idea. That's exactly what I was going to do. Yes, let's do it. With pleasure. No, thank you. I'm sorry, I can't. It's a pity, I can't. No, I'm afraid I can't. No, thank you. No, thanks. No, let's go somewhere else.
Dialogue.
I'm free this evening. Would you like to go out?
I'd love to. I'm not doing anything special myself, but I'm afraid I must be back by 11 o'clock. My mother's arriving from Poland.
That's all right. I'll give you a lift.
Exercise 7. Example.
I think Sting is great.
Yes, he is. He's fantastic.
I think Madonna is terrible.
No, she isn't. She's wonderful.
Exercise 11. Answer the question. What do you usually do in your spare time? Do you often go out? Do you often take your friends out? Where do you take them? How often do you go to the cinema? Do you find going to the cinema expensive, pleasant, difficult to arrange?
Do you like to watch TV? What kind of program do you usually watch? News broadcast? Documentary? Comedy? Thriller? Cartoon? Sport? Something else? Do you often go to a disco? How long do you usually stay there? What kind of music do you like? What do you think about pop music? What are your favourite pop songs?
Unit 9.
Programme. Saturday, 9:30 a.m. Depart from hotel by coach to visit the British Museum, followed by a sightseeing tour of London, including a visit to Madame Tussauds. Afternoon, free. Evening, ballet Nutcracker, Covent Garden. Guide, Mr. David Scholl.
The British Museum. Built in the first half of the 19th century, the British Museum is one of the largest museums in the world. Its famous exhibits include the works of man from prehistoric times to the present day.
Madame Tussauds. Madame Tussaud was a wax modeler who made death masks of victims of the French Revolution. The museum was founded in Paris in 1770. It came to England in 1802 and settled in London in 1835. Nowadays, it is one of the oldest, largest and best wax exhibitions in the world.
Telephone call number 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I speak to John, please?
Just a moment. Sorry, he's out at the moment. He'll be back in an hour. Can I take a message for him?
Yes, please. Tell him Sergei phoned, and I'll call again at 2:30.
Okay, I'll give John your message.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Telephone call number 2.
Is that John?
Speaking.
Hello, John. This is Sergei.
Hello, Sergei. Have you received my invitation to the party?
Yes, I have. Thank you very much. What's your address?
It's on a sheet of paper inside the envelope. There's also a map of the London Underground inside it. I marked the station where you should get off. Then take the number 14 bus and it'll take you straight to my house.
That's fine. Are you free this afternoon?
No, I'm sorry. I've a lot of work to do. And I've just spoken with Elaine. She's very busy too. We can't see you today. What are you going to do?
I'm going to walk around London. And in the evening, we're going to Covent Garden.
That's great. You're lucky. So, see you tomorrow at my place.
Thank you very much.
Don't be late. Some of my friends are coming. They are longing to meet you. Bye.
Bye.
In the street.
It's a nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Excuse me, may I ask you a question? Are you a professional artist?
In a way.
Do you work only on the pavement?
No, I've a 2-room apartment where I use 1 room as a studio.
I like your paintings. You work in crayon, don't you?
Yes. Are you an artist too?
No, I'm not. I'm a student from Russia.
Don't you have pavement artists in Russia?
No, we don't. But there's a street in Moscow, Arbat, which is famous for its artists. A lot of professional and amateur artists exhibit their pictures in this street. You can also buy these pictures if you like.
Sorry. What's the name of the street?
Arbat.
I must remember it. It's my ambition to go to Russia.
That's great. Excuse me, what's the time? I've left my watch at the hotel.
It's 6:15.
Thank you. I must hurry. We're meeting at the entrance of Covent Garden at 6:30. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Asking the way.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to Covent Garden, please?
Sure. Cross the road, go straight and take the 4th turn on the right.
Is it very far?
It's 15-minute walk, but you can get a bus.
Which bus?
Number 14.
Where does it stop?
Over there, near the traffic lights.
Where do I get off?
At the next stop.
Which way do I go then?
The bus stops just opposite Covent Garden.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Covent Garden. Familiarly known as Covent Garden, the famous Royal Opera House has been a home of great plays and actors for more than 200 years. Today it is a leading home of international opera and the ballet. It has 2,300 seats.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions. What did the guide tell the Russian delegation about? Is there any museum like Madame Tussauds in Russia? What can you tell your English friends about it?
Exercise 8.
Hello, John. Are you busy this afternoon?
No. What about you? Where would you like to go? What about going to Hyde Park? I'll take you to the Speaker's Corner. So I'll be outside the hotel at 3:00. Bye.
Exercise 9. Wrong train, wrong bus, wrong way, wrong answer, wrong view, wrong decision, wrong statement.
Be wrong. You're wrong. What's wrong? Something is wrong with her. Something is wrong with him.
Exercise 17. Which is the shortest way to... Where is the nearest underground station? How do I get to... Do I change? Where do I change? Change for the underground. Fares, please. What's the fare to... No parking.
Unit 10. Trafalgar Square. Trafalgar Square commemorates Nelson's victory at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805, in which he was fatally wounded. Trafalgar Square was designed between 1829 and 1840, with Nelson's column as a centrepiece. The column is over 170 feet high, while a statue of Nelson itself is 17 feet high. Bronze bas-reliefs at the foot of the column, made from the metal of captured French cannon, represent Nelson's 4 great naval victories. The 4 bronze lions at the base were added in 1867. Trafalgar Square has become famous as a rallying point for all kinds of demonstrations, marches, and political meetings.
The National Gallery. The whole of the north side of the square is dominated by the National Gallery. It houses one of the finest art collections in the world. It includes paintings from British, Italian, Spanish, French, Dutch, Flemish, and other famous schools.
At the party.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Hello, Sergei. Here you are at last. What happened? We've been waiting for you for an hour.
Awfully sorry to keep you waiting. I took the wrong bus and lost my way. I wanted to telephone you, but I couldn't find a telephone box.
Never mind. You've got here. Let me introduce you to my friends. This is Helen Wood, a journalist.
How do you do?
How do you do? Glad to meet you.
Meet Bill Thompson, my colleague, a teacher of chemistry.
How do you do?
How do you do? Happy to meet you. And this is David Whiston, a student at London University.
How do you do? Pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
Helen and Bill, you sit here. Sergei, if you don't mind, take this seat to my left. And you, John, on my right. You can help me with the plates. David, will you take the place opposite me? Sergei, would you like roast beef or roast chicken?
I'd rather have roast beef.
What about you, Helen? I'd like roast beef too.
The same for us, please.
I prefer chicken.
Here's a green salad. Help yourselves.
What would you like to drink? We have wine, beer, or a soft drink.
I'd like a white wine, please.
As for me, I'd rather have tomato juice.
Sergei, how do you like it here?
It is wonderful.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
Have you managed to see much of London?
Not much, but still.
Is this your first visit to Great Britain?
Yes, but I hope to come again.
John told us a lot about people in your country. I'm so glad to have a chance to talk with you.
You're a student, aren't you?
We don't know much about the life of students in Russia. Would you tell us about it?
I think you'd better ask me questions, and I'll try to answer them.
Will you tell us about the system of education in Russia? Is education free? What is the usual way for a school leaver to enter the university? Oh, the situation is quite different with us. You know, most universities do not have a matriculation examination of their own, but rely entirely on the results of school leaving examinations, set and marked by university examining boards.
That's news to me. I think it's a good idea to have one examination instead of two as we have. I mean, for school leaving and university entrance.
What kind of higher education can a young person get in Russia?
How long are the courses at university?
How long does the course of study at a university last in England?
Usually a course lasts 3 or 4 years.
Do students pay for their tuition?
Yes, but we receive a grant from the local authority of the place where we live. What do Russian students do in their free time?
How much TV do they watch? Do Russian students read much? We all know your classical writers, Pushkin, Dostoevsky. Who are the contemporary writers? I'll try to find out if there's an English translation of some of these books. I would like to read them.
What about sport? Do many students take part in sport? What kind of sport is the most popular? How do the students spend their holiday? They travel a lot, don't they?
Do young people in England travel much? Travelling is rather expensive. Can they afford it?
You know, we have the Youth Hostel Association of England and Wales. It provides hostels to enable all young people to explore the countryside at a low cost.
What a good idea. That's the first time I've heard about this association. Can you give me more details? Who can use these hostels?
Membership of the Youth Hostels Association is open to anyone over 5 years of age. But members under 12 must be accompanied by an adult member. Your membership card will also admit you to similar hostels in Scotland.
Do members travel by car?
Sometimes, but hostels are not intended for motor touring. When hosteling, you usually travel on foot, on horseback, by bike or canoe.
What are the hostels like?
They vary. Farmhouses, watermills, specially built hostels. But they all have one thing in common. They provide simple accommodation including dormitories, washing facilities, a common room and a kitchen. This kitchen is fully equipped with cooking points. Oh, I've forgotten about the Yorkshire pudding. So sorry. Yorkshire pudding's traditionally eaten with roast beef. Would you like to try it, Sergei?
It tastes delicious.
Yes, it's really nice, I must say.
David, how do you and your friends at the university spend your holiday?
We have a special questionnaire which we distribute among the students before holiday time comes. I'll show it to you right now. Luckily, I happen to have it in my briefcase. When we get the results, the students with common interests arrange a get-together and plan their holiday.
That's really a very good idea.
I can give you this questionnaire if you like.
Thank you very much.
Sergei, may I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Is there any bureau in your country that helps men and women to meet each other?
We have such bureaus too. I do some part-time work for it as a typist. I type questionnaires for the bureau.
Can you tell me what they are like?
They start with, do you feel lonely? Do you feel bored? Do you want to find a friend? Then we ask such questions as age, height, weight, occupation, religion, interests. We try to match each woman or man to an ideal partner.
Are you successful?
Not always, but sometimes we are, and then we are so happy that we helped people to find each other.
Let's have some music now. I've a selection of tapes. What would you like to listen to, Sergei? Let's have coffee now.
Coffee for everyone. I prefer tea. I recommend the tea. The tea Elaine makes is delicious. How do you make it, Elaine? Well, there's nothing peculiar about it. I boil water, put some leaves into a hot teapot, one spoon for each person. When the water boils, I pour the water into the pot and leave it for a few minutes to brew. I do the same, but the tea you make is more tasty. Helen, dear, you're flattering me.
Here is an apple tart. Help yourselves.
How do you like the music? What sort of music do young people in Russia like best? Another piece of tart?
No, thank you. Excuse me, it's very late. I must be leaving.
We'll drive you to the hotel.
Thank you. Goodbye, and thanks for everything.
Goodbye. Hope to see you in Moscow next year.
Goodbye, Sergei. I was so glad to meet you.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions. What important historical event in the history of England is connected with Admiral Nelson's name? When did it take place? Why was it important? Can you name famous British painters? What do you know about them? Have you seen any of their paintings? Dear friends, we hope that our course will help you to speak and understand English. One of the important components of our course was the On Your Own activity. It took various forms: role-playing, interviews, completing dialogues, developing the ideas, etc. We encouraged you to leave the text aside and create conversations on your own. We tried to get you to speak English as much as possible, since it is only by speaking that speaking is learned. Try not to forget all that we've taught you on the course, and you'll find you can speak English quickly and easily. Seize every opportunity to practice your English. Even speak out loud to yourself. We wish you all possible success and happiness. Sincerely yours, Natasha.